Hello, friends. What's going on? My guest today is ZenX. He is a growth hacker who helps grow awareness for big brands and influencers. Okay, so basically what he does is he gives you tips on what you need to do to grow your brand, your personal brand, and get your name out there. I think it's actually going to be one of the more interesting podcasts that we've done so far. Just because, you know, it's always comedy and comedy and comedy. This one's actually going to be helpful. And if you guys like this one, definitely let me know so that I could reach out and have more people like ZenX on here. And we'll keep growing together, you know. It'll be good. I'm gonna have him call in, and then we'll just get right into it, you know.
Yeah, I know you gonna dig this. Pump up the volume, 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 pump up the volume.
And we're good to go. What's going on?
What's going on, man? Going good.
You I'm good. I tried to explain what you are, but you have to explain to the listeners what exactly it is that you, what it is that you do.
I am a growth hacker. That's the slang term for it nowadays. Well, usually what I do is that I help brands and businesses, focus on getting the best awareness on social media. So, you know, reaching their target market. So that's, you know, getting followers, getting engagement, getting people to like, share, and actually produce their content all around the internet so that they get an actual return on their investment.
Is it, do you just do it for Instagram, or do you do it for different social media platforms?
Right now, my agency only does it for, Instagram and Facebook.
And is it your personal brand, or do you work for a different agency?
No, this is my own personal brand.
Strictly through you?
Yep.
So, like, how can you build, the business through social media? Like, how do you help build people's businesses through Instagram, per se?
Right. Practically, what we do is that we have strategies, you know, we've worked with multiple people, like, you know, I've worked with Ty Lopez earlier in my career. I've also worked with many other growth hackers. I've been in the social media industry for a while. So we all understand, me and my team, just how the social media game is moving right now. We understand how the algorithm is moving. And when things do update, we understand how to make the change with it. So we give these brands these strategies. We give these brands these tools. We help them facilitate these tools so that they can get the value they want off of social media. So, you know, for example, for the podcast, what we would do for you would be like, how we would look for a podcast similar to yours, but you know, nothing better than this. And then we would see similar brands that are doing the same thing that might be a little higher on the level than you right now. We would target those brands and start feeding their fans your content. You start pushing your content to them through likes, comments, and engagement. Because engagement is everything. You know, followers is a facade to me. I feel like it's just a number. Because you can have someone with 4 million followers who gets like 2,000 likes, and then someone with 200,000 followers who gets 30,000 likes. So, right, engagement is everything.
Yeah. So, like, through Instagram, how would you, what would you go to do to bring more followers or more listeners to my podcast other than just like, is it just you look up other comedy podcasts and then there's other agencies that work with them, or how does this whole thing work?
Okay, cool. So yeah, the cool thing is that we have a system that practically facilitates, it takes your username, right? And while it's running and it's running, it focuses on the brand that we put in the name in the generator. So, you know, for example, we can do, you know, Act Gary V or any of those podcasts. We'll target them, and the system will be on your Instagram, liking, commenting, being in the community, you know, because being in this day and age, the best way to grow is just to be in your niche's community. So, for example, for the podcast, we would be in, like, the Ask Gary V and any of the top brand podcast. Which ones is it? G-Set or, you know, Flex Rob podcast or Dash Shadow podcast. We would target them, and then we would practically just let the system like and comment in the community. You'll start popping up more in the community. People will start grabbing onto your content because you're commenting, you're showing engagement. When you're on the community 24/7, you're bound to get people interested in your content because you're giving so much.
So is this like, if you guys were to do that with my Instagram, let's say, would you be like using a program that automatically likes and comments stuff from my page?
Correct.
Okay. I get what you're saying. And then it's just targeting, it's going in through the algorithm and putting it into people that have the similar content that my podcast has?
Correct.
Okay. And then...
So it's targeted. So, like, you're not just following, or you're not just liking, you're not just commenting a whole bunch of random people. That doesn't work. You want to be in the community. You want to be engaging with people who are also interested in what you're interested in.
Yeah.
And then you can start conversations and, you know, get into opportunities like this.
Okay, so say somebody can't afford to have your company do it for them. What would, like, the first step be for them? Like, for me, so say I want to do this on my own. What is step number one for me to do this to grow my podcast or my Instagram page?
Well, seeing that you post very consistently, you know, you already have a scheduled thing going, what you should do is just, you know, maybe find the top 5-10 hashtags you can recycle from, and you just go in there, and the top 5 pictures every hour, you just like and comment on, and you the top posts, you just literally engage with the comments that are going on. Don't comment your own comments. Go and literally engage with what people are saying. You know, literally, if you see someone saying something about something, you mention it as well. What that's gonna do is gonna create a buzz for you, especially if you start hitting the same pages over and over again, and the same hashtags over and over again. The community's gonna start seeing you and be like, "Who's this guy? Why is he commenting? Why is he, you know what I mean? Why is he throwing his input?" And people are gonna want to see your podcast. They're gonna notice that you're not just giving your opinion on other people's pictures; you're giving your opinion on the podcast as well.
Yeah,
and it also opens up opportunities because the people that you're commenting on will see you commenting, and that might open up a gate for you as well.
So you would say, like, so for me with the podcast, so like my top ones probably are podcast, comedy, things along those natures. Go like every hour, click on the podcast and the top ones, top 5 posts, comment, yeah, and like, and then comment on somebody's comment.
Yeah, just you could choose 3, you know, choose what you're comfortable with. Like, I believe when you're first starting this, don't start with a big workload. You know, a lot of people are like, "Oh, I'll do 10 an hour," and then they end up never doing it because they see it's a
so
lot.
Much.
You know, when I started with like just 2 people. Every hour I would just pop out 2 people. And then it accumulated, it had a snowball effect. And where people would just start commenting and DMing me from there. And I started doing it more and more, and then that's how I created the automated system of it. But that's literally how to grow at this, like, literally how to get the best growth, because not just are you getting the follower number that you want, you're getting the engagement you want, because you're constantly creating conversations in the community.
Yeah.
So people are constantly sharing you.
Definitely, yeah. And too, like, this, like, conversations like this are so important, because, like, if you were to hop on the Instagram bandwagon when it first started, you know, you probably had a bunch of people interacting with you, versus now if you get on it, like, I got on it pretty late, so everybody already had their shit going, and, you know, I kind of had to, like, catch up. So conversations like this, giving you advice on how to get out there and, like, have your voice be heard, you know, I think it's definitely important. How can you, like, bring more attention to your Instagram page just in general?
How I bring more attention to my Instagram page just in general is just that I try to, one, post as consistent as possible. I run through a schedule where at least every 2 days I try to post, 2-3 days I try to post something valuable. The reason why I do 2-3 days is because, like, I hustle a lot and grind for my agency and my personal brand on the off time. So I try to post. My second thing is that I always try to post value, something that's valuable, either is motivation, inspiration, or something that's upcoming. I'm giving information on something that's upcoming or something that I'm about to get into. Three is that I'm always engaging. I try to engage with as many of the incoming followers I get, as well as engage in the community that I'm in and the selection people that I keep an eye on. And that's usually what I really pay attention to, and I just recycle that every day. You know, you just got to just find something that, find a little schedule for you that works for you, that maybe you take an hour or two out of your day and you just bust those chops out, and you'll know that your social media will be running for the day.
Yeah. And do you think there's, like, if you post every single day, is that doing too much?
Posting every single day? I think it all depends on what you're doing. You know what I mean? Now, for your podcast, I would only post every day if you're doing an episode every day.
Yeah, that,
you know?
Yeah.
But usually for podcasts, I would post, you know, once a blue moon, not every time you do an episode, but, you know, even in between, I would start asking questions and, you know, doing polls. Like, those are the best things to do. Polls have a 35% open rate compared to every other story thing. Once someone sees this poll in the story, they're more likely to open your story and do the poll. So the best way to boost engagement, because engagement rates is everything. Agencies literally look for, when they are taking in influencers and building influencers, how they find their influencers is that your page has to have over 3-5% engagement. Okay. So now agencies don't even care about the followers, really, and it's about how much can you engage with the followers you have.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. Instead of gaining new people, it's just going after the ones you already have.
Right.
And you're...
But they're gonna be your main sports. They're going to be your horses. Like, those people, if you create a great bond with the people you have already, and then you're always creating a new conversation and you're getting new people, those people that you're creating the bond with, they're going to go out, they're going to tell their friends. Their friends are going to go see you. They're going to say, wow, you're cool, and then go tell their friends. That's how I amassed the following I have now, not just on this, but on Facebook and on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
And it all came from word of mouth. People literally talking, like, oh, you seen this episode? Oh, you seen what he was doing here? And that's it. You want to get to a point where people are talking about you in such a consistent basis that you're always getting traction, you're always getting followers, because that's how these celebrities are doing it. The reason why they're always gaining, they're always getting attention, their posts are always getting attention is because there's these fan pages. They have over 1 million fan pages. They have over 1 million. They have, like, world star, everyone looking at their page. So when they post something, they automatically get the attention.
Do you think Instagram is, like, the biggest platform to do this, or do you think it's a mix of that and Twitter.
Yeah, I think it's a big mix of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instagram is like a gallery. You know what I mean? It's for like your high quality. It's the biggest. Program if you want to get in touch with anyone you want to get in touch with.
Yeah.
But first, I believe Twitter is where you have to give your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because Twitter is it doesn't matter about the followers. This is more of like it's a conversation between everybody. So if you just plug yourself in the right conversation, maybe at the right time, enough times, you will get the fortune that you want. Unlike Instagram, where they've kind of, before it was a little easier, but now they've kind of filtered DMs where like you don't have to see it if you don't want to. A lot of these celebrities don't have to see it if they don't want to.
Oh, so they don't. If you DM a celebrity, most of them, it's not even going to pop up.
Yeah, because it'll go into the blue request.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know how you.
Yeah.
You let it build up too much, or if you're getting DM'd by people that you don't follow, which most of these celebrities only follow like 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the DMs they're getting are going straight into that bucket.
So
you know what I mean? And that's why the best way to get anyone's attention on Instagram nowadays is to first comment on their pictures. And then once you see that they acknowledged you, then you like maybe a like, maybe you see that they liked your message, they liked your comment or whatever, then you DM them, because Instagram will take that they kind of paid attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit them up during that window, it won't go into that pile, from what I've noticed. Wow.
I had no idea that was how that worked. So like at least with podcasting, it's a different type of audience that you're going after. And like being 24, all my friends are around 24. They kind of don't understand like what podcasting is. You know, I tell them, yeah, check out my podcast. They just kind of blow it off because they think it's just boring talk show. And I always tell them, like, just give it a chance. Some of them do, some of them don't. How would you go about like posting to actually get people to just be like, you know what, I am going to check this out? Like, how do I get new people to engage with me and new people to actually give the podcast a chance that maybe, say, haven't ever listened to a podcast before?
You got to get your community more engaged. The people who are already listening, you need to get them more engaged in what you're doing so that people know that they can be into your podcast. And when you're posting your podcast onto your page, I would do little clips of like, you know, of what's your favorite, I'm trying to think of you like your favorite conversation, your favorite piece of the conversation. You want to have that when you're posting, because people are going to look back at that and be like, whoa, that was interesting. I'm going to see the rest of the episode. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you schedule routines. You know, I believe episodes, webisodes, whatever you want to call it, a video series, whatever you want to call it, those are winning right now. If you can make one or two, you can really commit to one or two web series, in which maybe the little web series doesn't have to be an actual series. It can be a clips from your podcast. You remember, like, Daily V was created. I'm sorry, Gary V is one of my biggest mentors.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
Yeah. So Daily V was literally made from Ask Gary V. You know what I mean? It was him just taking clips from him getting all the attention from Ask Gary V. So it could be the same thing from your podcast. You're getting the best quality clips of your conversations, and you're throwing them onto the Instagram page. Maybe it's like Deep Conversation Friday, or Who Am I Talking To Monday? Like, and maybe you don't have a name.
Yeah.
You just have a voice. You have people guessing. And then, you know what I mean? And then you can say, who do you want next? You have that as a poll you have every Tuesday. You know, you want people to get into a schedule routine, so people get to check in your page every Tuesday for that poll, every Wednesday for that thing. You want to get people into a routine.
Do you think, as far as posting on Instagram, do you think it would be better, we'll take this conversation for example, do you think it would be better if I posted a picture of you with the like your Instagram handle and a little description of the conversation, or do you think it would be better if I posted a little video of me explaining what it is that we talked about? Which one of those is more effective, like from your opinion?
From that, I know it was one idea, but I heard two good ideas. You know what I mean? What you could do is that you have a piece. You give out like a piece of the conversation. Your favorite, like maybe your favorite line or your favorite two lines of the conversation out in a video, right? Because you always want to have content, and then you can have like a reaction video, like how you felt about the conversation, like how you felt about talking to this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just have a reaction video of what you learned from talking to that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people are definitely going to be interested in the long term in what you think about all the people that you're talking to.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And then, the last thing I'll ask, unless you have anything else you wanted to add, was how to properly use hashtags on Instagram, like right now.
Got you. Well, the hashtag craze is getting crazy now that you can follow hashtags. So now they've changed. Before, they were belittling top posts. You know, before getting top posts used to mean a whole lot. Because you got the top post, that means that everyone used to see your post. You'd get crazy awareness. And then it got to a point where people were getting shadow banned and top posts didn't mean anything. But now that you can follow these hashtags, your top posts literally pop up in random people's feeds. They don't even have to be following you. It's just that because they follow the hashtag, you randomly pop up in their feed because you're the top post. Not random. You will pop up in their feed because you're the top post. So the best way to scale your hashtag is that you want to have a set of about 3 hashtags, a set of 5 each, so 15. You can elaborate on the numbers. You can fix it up. I say the most hashtags you should post is between 23 to 25, but 15 is what I'll say for this example. Your bottom rank will be, you know, maybe hashtags that have 0 to 30 posts, 30K posts. And then after that, you do another set of 5 that will have 30K to maybe 200K posts. And then you do a third set that will have 200K posts to like 4 million. Because what you'll do is that if you get top posts in the lower ranks, it'll have a snowball effect. Because people will be seeing it, and it'll have a snowball effect, and it'll be easier for you to show up on the bigger hashtags because you qualified for the lower hashtag.
So instead of changing the hashtags every time, you're saying to keep a certain set? Is that what you're saying?
No. When you're making, no, you want to have 3 sets of different.
Oh, okay. Instead, 3
but I'm saying,
different.
But in each set, you'll have three ranking hashtags.
Okay. I get what you're saying now.
So, like, yeah, so look at it like a triangle, you know, and there's 3 divides. You know, you'll have your bottom set, that'll be your rank one, where it'll be kind of easy, it'll be 0 to 100K. So maybe the likes might be, like, you need 100 likes to be on top post. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might need 300 to be on top post, and a little bit. And then you'll be able to catch up to that, and then it'll rank you for the bigger ones, and you'll get more and more awareness. Instead of you stagnantly just throwing hashtags that are trending, and you're battling try to be the best top post, Instagram's algorithm will naturally help you be there. So you have kind of an advantage and an edge to people who aren't doing this.
How do you know which one, like, what hashtags to use on different posts?
Well, that's hashtag research. The website I use the most is display-purposes.com. Is displayspurposes.com, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally type any general name in there, and once that happens, they will give you a list of hashtags, which you can plug into Instagram. You check if you rank for them. If you do, then you just check it all out.
Yeah, that I'll definitely check that out, and I'll definitely DM you if I have any questions on that. Do you have anything else before I let you go?
I just want to say that I listened to a couple of your episodes in the podcast. You are doing awesome. Keep killing it, brother. I want to talk to you after this. Maybe we can get some value together. And that's about it.
All right, man. Yeah, I'll definitely DM you, and we will definitely do this again. All right, man?
All right, man. No problem.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for supporting, and I'll talk to you later, man.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks for coming on.
No worries.
See ya.
Wow.
All right, that was ZenX. I thought that was a good podcast. You know, I thought he gave some good information on there for free, and definitely check him out. I'm gonna put his link in the description of this, and for sure, like I said, check him out. Keep listening to the podcast. If you guys like that one, just tell two people. Tell two people to check it out. That's all. Tell one person to check it out. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.